language course, book 15, tape 4C. Hello. Please open your language laboratory activities booklet, tape 4C. Look at figure 1. Listen and repeat. Fran appeared calm, but she was really feeling nervous. Did Marty seem bored at the party? The teacher told them to keep quiet during the test. When did Jim feel certain the job was his? The Whites seemed happy to have them visit. How did John keep busy yesterday? The results appeared clear to Frank. His ankle stayed swollen for 2 weeks. The night remained still after the storm. Why did the man stay so confused? The road remained dangerous after the repairs. She turned the light on, but the room stayed dark. Look at figure 2. Listen to a dialogue.
Clay seemed very busy this morning.
Yes, he appeared busy, but I don't think he really was.
Don't you? I felt certain he was. He kept quiet and stayed at his desk till noon.
That's how he remains popular with the boss.
No kidding. Well, he won't stay popular with me.
Listen to the dialogue again. Fill in the missing words in figure 2 as you hear them.
Clay seemed very busy this morning.
Yes, he appeared busy, but I don't think he really was.
Don't you? I felt certain he was. He kept quiet and stayed at his desk till noon.
That's how he remains popular with the boss.
No kidding. Well, he won't stay popular with me.
Let's check your work. Number 1 was seemed. Repeat. Clay seemed very busy this morning. Number 2 was appeared. Repeat. Yes, he appeared busy, but I don't think he really was. Number 3 was felt. Repeat. Don't you? I felt certain he was. Number 4 was kept. Repeat. He kept quiet and stayed at his desk till noon. Number 5 was remains. Repeat. That's how he remains popular with the boss. Number 6 was stay. Repeat. No kidding. Well, he won't stay popular with me. Look at figure 3. Read the statements you see. Now, listen to some statements. Find a statement in Figure 3 that means the same thing as what you hear. Put the number beside it. Number 1 is an example. Listen. Number 1. Sign in, please. Sign in, please. The answer is D. Write your name here. Now, listen and write the number beside the statement. Number 2. How old are you? How old are you? Number 3. Are you taking any medication? Are you taking any medication? Number 4. Are you allergic to any drugs? Are you allergic to any drugs? Number 5. How do you feel? How do you feel? Number 6. How long have you had these symptoms? How long have you had these symptoms? Number 7. Have a seat there. Have a seat there. Number 8. How did you hurt yourself? How did you hurt yourself? Number 9. Go on bed rest for 3 days. Go on bed rest for 3 days. Number 10. Get the medicine the doctor ordered. Get the medicine the doctor ordered. Let's check your answers. Number 1 was done for you. Letter D. Repeat. Sign in, please. Write your name here. Number 2 was G. Repeat. How old are you? What's your age? Number 3 was A. Repeat. Are you taking any medication? What medicine are you taking? Number 4 was I. Repeat. Are you allergic to any drugs? Do any drugs make you sick? Number 5 was E. Repeat. How do you feel? Tell me about your symptoms. Number 6 was B. Repeat. How long have you had these symptoms? How long have you felt this way? Number 7 was F. Repeat. Have a seat there. Sit over there. Number 8 was C. Repeat. How did you hurt yourself? How did you get your injury? Number 9 was J. Repeat. Go on bed rest for 3 days. Go to bed for 3 days. Number 10 was H. Repeat. Get the medicine the doctor ordered. Get the prescription filled. Now, look at figure 4. Listen to the paragraph. Number 1. There was the sound of tires on the street and the loud sound of metal against metal. It was a bad accident. The cars were twisted. Glass broke. The drivers were hurt. The emergency vehicle arrived quickly and took the injured drivers to the hospital. They both seemed badly hurt, but when the doctors examined them in the emergency room, he treated their injuries and sent them home. Whose fault was the accident? Both drivers were at fault. The street was wet and slippery, and they were both driving too fast when they came to the intersection. They weren't able to stop. That's the danger of driving too fast in wet weather. Listen to the paragraph again. Number 1. There was the sound of tires on the street and the loud sound of metal against metal. It was a bad accident. The cars were twisted. Glass broke. The drivers were hurt. The emergency vehicle arrived quickly and took the injured drivers to the hospital. They both seemed badly hurt, but when the doctor examined them in the emergency room, he treated their injuries and sent them home. Whose fault was the accident? Both drivers were at fault. The street was wet and slippery, and they were both driving too fast when they came to the intersection. They weren't able to stop. That's the danger of driving too fast in wet weather. Now, select the best title. Now, listen to the second paragraph. Number 2. Desserts are an important part of a meal to people all over the world. Some people eat cheeses and fresh fruits for dessert. But in the United States, most people want something really sweet for their dessert. They use fruits, but they put them in pies and cakes and ice cream. They also eat a lot of chocolate in pies and cakes and ice cream, and in candies, too. Americans are always talking about watching their weight and about exercising, but not many of them want to stop eating their desserts. Listen to the paragraph again. Number 2. Desserts are an important part of a meal to people all over the world. Some people eat cheeses and fresh fruits for dessert. But in the United States, most people want something really sweet for their dessert. They use fruits, but they put them in pies and cakes and ice cream. They also eat a lot of chocolate in pies and cakes and ice cream, and in candies, too. Americans are always talking about watching their weight and about exercising, but not many of them want to stop eating their desserts. Select the best title. Now, check your answers. Number 1 is D. Don't drive fast in wet weather. Number 2 is A. Americans love desserts. Look at figure 5. At the left of the vertical line, there is a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle all the words that are the same as the word at the left. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Now, Look at figure 6 for another exercise. This is the same kind as figure 5. You will have only 30 seconds to finish. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now, look at the words in figures 5 and 6 again. Check to see if you marked all the words and the right ones. This is the end of tape 4C, book 15.